Hello, everyone. This podcast comes to you from the College of Law at Prince Sultan University in Riyadh. We seek to increase legal awareness and spread knowledge from every specialty. Today, we do have a very important topic to discuss, which is about moot competition, skills, and benefits. And who do we know better to present such an important topic other than Professor Dr. Zlatan Miskic? So welcome, Doctor, on our podcast, Ikhtisas, and we're more than happy to have you here with us today. I do have a first question to ask or to start our discussion, which is, why did you become a moot coach?
Thank you for having me. Well, I heard from my colleagues who also teach private international law, as I do, that there is this great big competition which takes place with over 400 teams from all over the world every year in Vienna, and that it has been life-changing for them as professors. And I got interested. And honestly, the first time when I did it as a moot coach, I was not as thrilled because I didn't feel it's academic enough for me. But once I understood the academic layers to it and how they add to the practical skills of me personally and to the students, I got thrilled, and it was life-changing for me as well, because this is one of the main reasons how I actually joined the Prince Sultan University. So it all came true.
So you do feel that becoming a moot coach, it's more about passion to you now, right?
Absolutely. Being a moot coach means that you have to devote much of your time for a period of 8 months of a year to a couple of students which you want to develop to be excellent, to be one of the best students in the world. And it's absolutely about passion and believing in the students and believing that we can achieve.
That's a very well said answer, which leads me to the second question, which is, how long have you been a moot coach?
I've been a moot coach for 7 years now. I started as a moot coach from my Bosnian University of Zenica. And in the fourth and fifth year of my coaching experience, we achieved to be the best team from Europe 2 years in a row. In the fifth year, we actually achieved to have the third place overall in the competition out of 400 teams. And this is exactly the kind of success I'm sure we will have also with the Prince Sultan University. And currently our work goes into that direction. So I hope that my experience will contribute to that.
I'm sure, and I can assure you that it will. Why should students enroll in moot competitions? Is it a hype, or is it something that's going to be very beneficial for them once they do enroll? So why do we tell them, like, why should students enroll?
Well, to sum it up, I will repeat the sentence that's been said to me. It is life-changing, and I will try to give a couple of reasons why it is so. First of all, because you get the international exposure and you learn how to develop professionally in an international environment. You obviously gain skills with oral advocacy and written advocacy skills, but you meet also many international arbitrators and make great connections all around the world. And you come out of the competition as a different person. You come out as a complete lawyer, which is unfortunately something that is not always achieved just from attending the courses.
It is very interesting that you mentioned skills in your answer, which leads us to our second question, which is, what are the skills that students might acquire from joining moot competitions and the moot team in general?
Well, what you have to imagine is that you get a big, complex case, just like in real life, just like your first case would be in any law office where you start to work. And the students are confronted with this usually for the first time in their lives. And they do exactly what they would do in a law office. So they do the statement of facts, then they start writing on the claim or possibly a response to the claim. Then they prepare for the pleadings and they represent a client in proceedings in front of possibly 100 different arbitrators. So they practice their oral advocacy, and they practice in general of how to be convincing, but also liked in an international community in order to achieve the best for your client, which is what is the sole purpose of a lawyer job. So I would say that we create an attorney, well, not from zero in terms of knowledge, but in terms of skills. We create attorneys with skills that they're needed for the legal profession in 21st century.
I can't agree more. Also, I have another question, which is, what are the benefits of joining the Moot team? It's not all about the skills. What are the benefits of when we're telling students to join such a team?
Well, we got a lot of proof for this life-changing sentence that I keep repeating, because many students have reported to us that the Moot made a difference in their CV, why they were selected to become part of a certain law office, why they were invited to join a certain law school for their master's or PhD studies and got a scholarship, and why they were in... Yes, actually from United States universities or from other universities around the world, there are many scholarships which officially or unofficially are there for Mooties, because being part of the Moot is being part of the community. The Wismut community knows that the students who do the Moot, they are the best students of around the world. And since they get to present themselves in front of these arbitrators, in front of these people, they see them in action, they actually then invite them to their law office or to their law school, and it becomes a life-changing event for them.
I loved when you said that they do see them in action. So basically, I will see you, and I will see what kind of a person are you, and what do you have to present to my law firm or whatever sector that I am aiming to invite you to such family, which is a very excellent way to present oneself. The other question that I do have, which is, what are the necessary traits in a Mootie? Can anyone become a member in a Moot competition? I know that there's a lot of preparation and whatnot, but what are the necessary traits to be in a Mootie?
I will answer this question from a perspective of a coach, because for me, all it takes is commitment. If you commit your time and efforts to do this, it will be up to us coaches and a team of coaches to make you the best version of yourself. And if you really try very hard, I believe that we can make any student to be one of the best in the world if they really devote their full time. Having said that, it is, of course, an advantage if there are certain skills in the student already when starting the competition. So first of all, the language skills.
Right.
Being able to work in a team, you have to understand it's a high-pressure environment for 7 months, so there might be conflicts, discussions, and we need to have somebody who is able to work, and I think it's a great preparation for the future legal profession. Then also being an individualist, because you have to stand out in the middle of 3,000 students who are participating in competition, and the arbitrator should find you personally to be one of the best. You have to aim high in life, because it's a highly competitive environment, and you should not take it personally if you fail at certain instances, because eventually you succeed. And what I mean by this is that even if you don't succeed in the competition, the benefits of the competition will make you a winner eventually.
I do want to emphasize where you said that you have to be a team player at the same time that you have to be promoting yourself. And I do feel that we need to emphasize here on the word balance, that you're balancing, working on yourself, promoting your own self, and at the same time, being a team player. And I think that those are one of the most very essential traits in a Mooty. Don't you agree?
I agree, because you have to have personal characteristics which will be recognized by the arbitrators for being knowledgeable, being very great in expressing yourself, being easy to talk to. But at the same time, they have to see that you put in the effort to help your teammates during the pleading. And overall, I mean, the impression of the arbitrators, and also when they select you for the jobs and the scholarships, is not just during the pleading under pressure. It's when you enter the room, you talk to them, you have a small chat. Then later at the social events,
right,
they also see how you behave. And if you are a team player, you will make every of your teammates also present himself or herself in the best light. And eventually the whole team will benefit.
It's like you're having your own family. So you're supporting your family.
It is a family. In fact, it becomes a replacement for your family because I don't want to lie. It takes a lot of time and effort to be a mutee. And basically, they become your family and your only friends for that time. And you go back to your private life after the moot finishes.
I hear you. This leads us to our last question for today. And as I said, we're so happy to have you here, Professor, with us. Do you have any advice or advices to future teams?
Well, first advice would be to work hard, because if you don't work hard, you will not get the full benefits. They will not see you in your best potential, in your best light.
It's and like nothing in life comes easy, right?
It doesn't come easy. I have to state again, it is a lot of work, but then the people also recognize you as a hardworking person. But then also the other very important message is to have fun along the way, because not only will you be also perceived as somebody who is very nice, although under high pressure, but also you will be able to enjoy everything during the moot much more, and not just after the moot when you actually start realizing how beneficial this was for you personally and for your career.
Absolutely. I agree with every single word you literally told them about the advices that you just shared. We are proud to have you here with us, Professor, and thank you so much for giving us such an ability with your hectic schedule to share your experience as a coach and the most important traits and necessary benefits. And why are the moot competitions important? We also covered the skills and benefits, and I do hope that our listeners find it such as an interesting episode as we did while recording it. And lastly, I would like to say that we are proud that all of this podcast episodes of our podcast Ikhtisas, in terms of writing, preparation, and editing, are done by our students, who are, we are so proud to mention their names in the description. Thank you so much. And please wait for our other episodes. And we do hope that you do like them. My name is Noura Gurumdi. See you soon. Thank you.